the other funny story is that in addition to having one awesome grandfather, my other grandfather was the very famous songwriter Gus Kahn, and who wrote such hits as It Had to Be You, Making Whoopee, Dream a Little Dream.
Really?
And one of his big hits was Nothing Could Be Finer Than to Be in Carolina in the Morning.
Aww.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
You know, it is. Nothing is finer. And I was.
Well, you know, it's funny. After he. After Gus Kahn died in 1940, but in the 50s, I think it was the governor of North Carolina, he wrote a letter to my grandmother because he didn't know Gus Kahn had died, and he specifically wanted Gus Kahn to say that it had actually been written about North Carolina. He wanted to lord that over South Carolina. And my grandmother wrote a very diplomatic, you know, letter back to him and said, you know, Mr. Kahn is no longer living, but I think he really loved both Carolinas, so I don't really know which one he wrote it about.
I always wondered which one, too, and I think it was a while before I realized, you know, that there wasn't a third place simply called Carolina without any sort of, like,
right,
North or South distinction.
Right.
And also, whenever I hear that song, I can only think of Daffy Duck singing it.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Nothing could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning.
I think one of my favorite versions is the Dean Martin version. But I don't think I've ever seen the Daffy Duck.
He goes, nothing can be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. He pronounces it wrong. That's the best part.
That's so cool. I love that. That is cool.
Strolling with my girly where the dew is pearly early in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup and dawning. If I had Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.